Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. Here we go. It's another episode of the Patriot of the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Great to be here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again. We have another crazy episode of crazy stuff you will not believe happening. It's these liberals and these folks on the left are just losing their mind, and every chance they get, they're finding some other way to be crazier, which I can't understand. I'll never get it. The Trump administration set up this new organization within, I believe it's the Department of Homeland Security is running it. And it is called VOICE, Victims of Immigrant Crime Engagement, V-O-I-C-E. This program is set up to help families who have fallen victim to illegal alien crime. It's a great thing. Well, kind of like you need help, you need a hand, you need to talk to somebody, you call up this organization and they help you. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in on the Facebook Live. See all the folks, Anthony and Becky and Dawn and Steve. Hey, Steve, I see you there. I see you there in the queue getting ready to come in. Jamie's joining us, giving us the thumbs up there on the Facebook Live feed. But VOICE, Victims of Immigrant Crime Engagement, was flooded by prank calls from leftists as folks suffering, like our featured guest tonight, Mr. Steve Ronnebeck, who might need to speak to somebody that might make a difference, that may be able to point them in the right direction to seek the help that they may be looking. And they flooded it with prank calls and thought it was funny. I want to see one of those clowns look in the eyes of somebody whose child has been senselessly murdered by an illegal immigrant and laugh at them. Because I don't think it would be beyond them. I think they would sink to that level. I think they are that low, those on the left. I think those liberal leftists that would prank call on opening day, the phone banks of service for victims of immigrant crime engagement. It's a travesty when something like this happens, when an administration goes out of their way to make an organization to help those folks like Mr. Ronnebeck. Steve, welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, Mark. How are you today?
I'm a little PO'd right now, you know, that these people would prank call on opening day this great organization.
Well, and there you share the same feelings as a lot of us. It's unbelievable that you know, you would take an outlet for the victims' families that I'm sure that there's victims' families that we don't even know about, that now they have some place that, okay, I've gotten no help before, now maybe I can get some help, I could tell my story and get information or get pointed in the right direction of who I need to speak to. And instead they were met with excruciating wait times because the left decided that, you know, like the left media, the leftist media and these activism groups decided that it would be better for people to call in and report space aliens and, you know, just tie up those lines so that these people can't maybe get some help that they need. I don't understand.
And these people don't have any clue what they're doing, how they're doing such a disservice to folks who have fallen victim to horrible crimes. Folks, Steve's family has fallen victim to one of these crimes. Give folks a little bit of your story, if you don't mind. I know you told it 1,000 times, and it kills you every time you have to tell it. But it is public radio, and some folks haven't heard the story, and why you would be so interested in voice, victims of immigrant crime engagement.
Well, yeah, on January 22nd, 2015, my son Grant, 21 years old, was working the overnight shift at the convenience store that he worked at. An illegal immigrant came in, wanted to buy cigarettes, dumped a jar of change out on the counter. Grant went to start counting the change and evidently wasn't counting it fast enough. This man said, "Hey, you're not going to give me my cigarettes?" Grant tried to explain to him, "Hey, I need to count your change." This man pulled a gun. Grant immediately offered up the cigarettes, gave them to him, and at that moment, this man executed him and shot him point blank in the face for no reason. He then stepped over his body, grabbed a couple more cigarettes, and just walked out like it was nothing. This illegal immigrant had been arrested before for sexual assault and burglary, was able to plead it down, and never did a day in prison. You know, and he's the prime example of you know, Obama's executive actions on illegal immigration, where he was granting amnesty and, you know, if you have children born in this country or if you were a child when you came over, the Dreamer Act. And it was a prime example of the failure of our government. You know, we have a president who's gone to the mat and he said, "Look, we're going to help you people. We're going to give you an office that's going to fight for you and that's going to get you the help and the information you need." But
yeah,
it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I guess what I don't understand is, you know, we have government offices for people who want to report tax fraud, and we have government offices that we can call in and report civil rights violations, and we have offices that you can call in and report workplace harassment. I don't see anybody protesting any of those hotlines. I don't understand what the difference is. You know, why are we being singled out? Why are we being called racist?
Because we want to have safe communities. How dare we want to have safe, lawful communities where people take care of each other and they don't kill each other senselessly. Folks, now let me tell you a little bit about this perpetrator that pulled off this heinous crime. Him and one of his buddies for a week held a girl captive, repeatedly raping the young girl, and got off to commit the murder of Mr. Ronnebeck's son. This could have been avoided if the simple immigration laws that are on the books now, we don't have to do anything, just enforce the laws that are on the books. And this murder, the murder of Jameel Shaw's son, the murder of Laura Irish Wilkerson's son, the murder of Mr. Steinle's son, daughter Kate, on the boardwalk in San Francisco, could have all been avoided. But no, the past administration, and this is criminal. These people should be prosecuted because this happened, but they won't. They are negligent. The sanctuary cities are harboring criminals. The mayors and the governors of these states that are sanctuary should be arrested for harboring criminals. I would be if I was hiding an illegal immigrant guy in my back room, who was working off the book, sending his money back to the Ukraine or something, wouldn't I?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have Texas, and Texas right now is a prime example. SB4 is actually going to do just what we're talking about, Mark. That, you know, these city officials, if they refuse to help in the detention or the deportation of these illegal immigrants, face fines and eventually jail time. So now you have people that are actually out protesting and want to shut down ICE. They want to shut it down. They don't want this office anymore. You know, holding up signs, we're here to stay. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, illegal immigration isn't just costing people like my son. They're costing lives, but if the American people actually realized how much money these illegal immigrant criminals are costing us as taxpayers every year, there'd be no question. There'd be no fight. They'd be standing with me and saying enough is enough. You know, it's hundreds of billions of dollars that it costs us every year. And that doesn't include the price my son paid or, you know, the children that are sexually assaulted by these illegal immigrants. That doesn't include the price they're going to pay. It doesn't include the price that victims of identity theft are paying. Here's the kicker for me, and I don't know if I've told you this before, I probably have, but, you know, the man that killed my son, being an illegal immigrant, he's in jail awaiting trial, and who do you think's footing the bill for his meals? Who do you think's footing the bill for his attorney to defend him? Well, I am.
Yeah.
We are.
Isn't that disgusting? And it boils my blood. And there's a lot of other programs that my tax dollars go to that I don't agree with, and it makes me culpable by my money going there, and I don't want it there. We don't have a say. There should be a checklist where we want our tax money to go to, and it would be law enforcement, ICE, military, you know, roads, jobs, none of this crap. No, nobody in Pakistan would see a dollar on my tax dollars. Why do we send billions of dollars overseas to these crazy countries that want to kill us? We have a problem here. We could take all that money here and save America. What a novel idea that would be. Take all the money we gave to Pakistan, India, Syria, everybody, all the countries we give millions and billions and trillions of dollars every year while we're suffering in debt. Spiraling out of control, $20 trillion in debt, you know, $100,000 in debt for every child that's in kindergarten today. It's unbelievable. And save America with it. Make America great with it. Now, we got a guy who's trying real hard to make America great. And this organization, Voice, tell us a little bit about them, because I think this is a great idea.
Well, what Voice does is, obviously there's a hotline for you to call in. You can get information about, you know, services. Voice does not have any funding per se, but there's a lot of these families that are left without any help to funeral costs, or counseling, or so on and so forth. These people that answer the phones are able to guide them. Okay, here's a number you can call to get the help you need. Or, you know, I need information about the status of the man that killed my son. I can call that office, and I can get the information status. Is he in custody? Is he been let out? Has he been deported? You know, this is also extremely important for law enforcement because it also gives them an outlet that they can call, and they may not have readily available the information about this certain illegal immigrant, but they can call or they can contact this office and they can get the information on this illegal immigrant criminal, prior arrests, prior convictions, so on and so forth. The office is definitely set up to tend to the needs of victims and what they're going through. It's just extremely important. And I was in Washington last week and met with the people at Voice. And the one thing I said to them is, I was like, you know, I'm sure that you're going to be getting calls from people that may not have even reported their stories. They haven't been in the press, and they haven't been known to people because, you know what? They didn't know if there was anybody to help them, or they said, oh, well, nobody's going to do anything about it. You know, why bother? But now they have somebody that they want to help. They want to get this information out.
Yeah. So it's victims of immigrant crime engagement. And you just Google it, it comes up. If you really want to know about it, and I'm sure that they're probably trying to set up offices all over the place. And they're probably looking for volunteers and stuff. I would have to say they're probably looking for volunteers and donations, no?
Absolutely. They want to set up offices here in Phoenix. They want Texas. They're going to start out with the hot spots of illegal immigration, where a lot of the crime has been committed. You know, I was watching Fox News in Texas, you know, all these people protesting. One of their senators came on and I didn't even realize this number, but there's been almost 500,000 crimes committed by illegal immigrant criminals since 2001. Over 500,000. And, you know, over 1,100 of them were murders. 1,100 of them were murders.
And all they had to do was enforce on the book current immigration law. And that would probably be half. Still be too many. One is too many.
These are all preventable crimes. And you know, people are, you know, they may not like that word preventable, but it is completely true. It is. My son's death was preventable. Brandon Mendoza's death was preventable. Kate Steinle's death. That is the poster child right there of a preventable death. The man was deported 5 times. And it didn't stick. We were not enforcing our immigration laws.
I guess if you're part of the liberal left, you get to pick and choose what laws you want to enforce and what laws that you abide by, because they obviously are not getting prosecuted for their crimes, and they are committing many on all facets of this country, from the Bureau of Land Management, FBI, all of them. It's just crazy, too, what's happening. The corruption, too, because hopefully we could stop some of the corrupt organizations from doing what they're doing and get them on board with making America great again, because we got to help. It's not just victims of immigrant crime. It's victims of all kinds of stuff. This country is being victimized, man, on all fronts. It's pretty crazy. It's unbelievable.
Well, the one thing that is kind of close to my heart, my father and my ex-father-in-law were both members of the military. Thank you. And I want to thank all of our veterans for their service and our current military personnel. I want to thank them for their service. But we're spending 1,000 times on illegal immigration what we spend on our own veterans. And, you know, I don't care if you're liberal. I don't care if you're conservative. It's not a left issue. It's not a right issue. Our veterans are an American issue. And it breaks my heart that we're spending all this money to help these illegal immigrants when we're not spending even a fraction of that to help our own veterans who protected our freedoms. They gave me the freedom to enjoy the life that I enjoy. But yeah, we want to give somebody else that's not even an American citizen more rights than they have. I don't get it.
It's crazy. And how much money gets wasted on illegal immigrants and there's homeless veterans. That there's veterans that could use medication, that they're going without. There's veterans out there who could use a warm pair of socks in January. You know what I mean? And some of these immigrants that have come to this country illegally are getting their benefits, the benefits that you and I and our taxpayers pay for. And we assuredly love our tax money to go to the veterans and not the immigrants, the illegal immigrants.
Well, it makes it even worse that there's a lot of these illegal immigrant criminals that are collecting benefits under 2, 3, 4 assumed names and Social Security numbers. Okay, so, they're double and triple dipping. You know, some of these illegal immigrants here in Phoenix are driving brand new trucks, they're driving, brand new Cadillacs, stuff like that, where, I got a 2000 Ford F-250. I've got they're getting their housing paid for when we have what's called Camp Alpha here in Mesa that has become a camp for homeless veterans because they don't have anywhere to live.
Yep, I know about Camp Alpha. There's a couple other camps too.
Yeah. I hate to be brutal about it, but, it is time for the left and the liberals to pull their heads out of the sand, look at the big picture, look at what they're spending in taxes, look on the street and look at their homeless veterans that are standing on the corner asking for a dollar, and then look at somebody that they may know is here illegally, collecting benefits, driving new cars, living the high life, and they need to get a scale, and they need to see if they can balance that. Because I sure can't find any balance there. The scales of justice, there's no balance there. And it's not just about my son. It's about all the victims. It's about our veterans. It's about the people that are dying from overdosing on heroin, which is the new bumper crop in Mexico.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's all over the place, too. My family has seen it firsthand.
Well, and we have Senator Ted Cruz. I supported Ted Cruz. And right now I'm supporting him again because he came up with the most brilliant plan that I've ever seen.
Love that
plan.
Isn't
that brilliant?
Okay. We hope it goes through.
Yeah, let's take El Chapo's money. There's more than enough there to pay for the wall. Doesn't cost taxpayers a dime.
So they said $14 billion. And I'll tell you what, if that didn't cover it, I'll tell you what, if they said, get your name on a brick, $10, send us $10, we'll put your name on a brick. We'll put it right there on the wall for everybody to see. I'd send in $40 and pay for my friends.
I would pay $1,000.
Yep. They would have a surplus of money to take care of that wall for years.
Yeah, and these victims like my son and Brandon Mendoza and Kate Steinle, Jamil Shaw, they should have bricks on that wall. They should have their names memorialized in that wall. And I don't think there's any one of us that wouldn't be willing to pay to have our children memorialized in that wall. Brian Terry, he needs to have that brick for free. That, true American hero right there.
Eric Old is responsible for his death. Fast and furious.
Yep.
He won't be held accountable. He's an elected Democrat.
Well, he gets to hide behind that word discretion.
Yeah.
And I just don't I don't get it when people use words like discretion, to hide behind a crime. They take that crime, they hide behind that word discretion. Oh, but I had discretion. No, you need to be held accountable. President Obama is another one. He needs to be held accountable for those illegal executive actions that he signed.
Yeah. But who knows? They won't. They're not going to do it. They won't do it. I don't see that happening.
No, Hillary Clinton at the Democratic convention had illegal aliens on stage with her.
Yeah, and nothing happened. Imagine if that was the other side. If it was the Republican that did that. Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, I've been asked to head up a coalition for candidate Dr. Kelly Ward here in Arizona. So I'm going to be heading up her illegal immigrant coalition. And cool. I was at a fundraiser this last Saturday and met a woman that was a dreamer. She was brought here as a child illegally. She fought to get her citizenship. And guess what? She's now fighting with me against illegal immigrant crime. She says these people are destroying the chances for the actual immigrants that want to come here legally. These illegal immigrants are actually destroying that process and making it harder for some of these people that really do want a better life.
And want to do it legally.
And they want to do it legally. But these illegal aliens are destroying that. You know, and what even makes it even horrendous is, you know, these illegal immigrant criminals, they're not just targeting American citizens. They're targeting their own. You know, that you don't hear about some of the bodies that are found in the desert down along our southern border, where the drug cartels, the drug mules, have killed somebody, or they've found a group of illegal immigrants coming here to work, and they'll pick a woman out, they'll rape her and kill her and leave her for dead on the trail, so that these human traffickers won't use that trail anymore because it's specifically for drugs.
Yeah. Frequent caller to the show and friend down on the Mexican border, Rusty, comes on the show. He lives right on the border. He's got a ranch down there, a farm, and he finds Korans and prayer rugs and dead people out on the ranch, out in the field, on a regular basis. And we hear about it all the time on this show. I've been talking about this for a long time. I had folks from Arizona Border Recon when they kicked off back in 2013 or 14, they came on the show. And then I had everybody from Camp Lone Star, when Camp Lone Star was going full strong, I had those folks come on, and that was Rusty's place. I want to say hello to Gail. Ms. Whit Wright had her campaign kick off today. PropositionUSA.com, folks, check it out. Get out there at 5 o'clock on Monday and wave the flag high and proud. Today was the kickoff, May 1st. They call it May Day, I suppose. Some kind of communist thing or something. I don't know.
Well, but, I tell you what.
PropositionUSA.com. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm sorry. I really would like to. I'm reaching out now to some of the victims of illegal immigrant crime here in Arizona, because I'm heading up this coalition for Dr. Kelly Ward's campaign, and she's running for U.S. Senate. She's going to be running against Jeff Flake. So we all know how important that is. Please look up my name on Facebook, and if there's any victims of illegal immigrant crime here in Arizona that has a story to tell, please message me on my Facebook page. Send me an instant message. I want to hear your story. Dr. Ward wants to hear your story. And we really are fighting for you. We're fighting for me. We're fighting for my son. We're fighting for Mary Ann Mendoza's son. We're fighting for Shaylee Estes, Shannon Estes' daughter. You know, we're fighting for all Americans that you know, my goal when I started this was I didn't want another family to have to go through the devastation that me and my family have gone through.
Yes, especially when it's avoidable. It was completely avoidable just by if we were to enforce our laws that are already on the books. Steve, are you going to stick around? I'm going to bring in another guy in a minute here. He's doing great stuff. He's got a press release that came out today. He's going to trek across the country, and his thing is really cool. And I would love it if you would stick around and stay on the show. I'm going to play our top of the hour break and pay homage to some of our supporters. And then we're going to bring Scott Kesterson in. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer. Huh, who knew? I'll be back right after this, folks. 4 minutes, 28 seconds. It's top of the hour break. Check out Liberty Rush, Daybreak USA. Here we go, folks.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity Sign up today at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org for a lifetime membership, and use the sales code DevilDogUSA at checkout. Again, that's one word, DevilDogUSA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that last little commercial there, American Brand and Scott Kesterson. Scott, welcome to the show, my friend. What's happening? Say hello to Steve. Hey. Steve's with us.
Hey, Steve. How are you? Mark, thanks for having me on.
How are you today, sir?
Well, I think we're doing pretty well. When we get our red state country together, I think we're going to be unstoppable.
Yes.
God bless America. All right, Scott, tell folks a little bit about your press release. What's the story? Fill us in. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
On the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Scott Kesterson and his press release.
Well, so actually, Mark, the great thing is you're the first one to have it announced officially, so this is kind of a cool thing. All right, so, you know, we talked about what I was going to do the bike tour across the country, and there's been some modifications of that only because as I really matured this idea of how to bring red state together, we've come up with a much better way to not only bring red state together, but to highlight both the regional uniqueness, the cool character of red state, and to really at the same time tell those stories and meet the people to really bring an understanding that as one group, we are the foundation of America. So I've titled the expedition, it's called Expedition Red. It launches on the 1st of June. And it's going to, everything that we do on this, everything I do on this will be connected either going to or leaving from Ennis, Montana, which is the new, to be the new headquarters for the American brand. For those of you who don't know, I mean, I have a long history of Montana in my family, going back to my great grandfather Kelly, who built a one room schoolhouse out called Rattlesnake Schoolhouse out near Muscle Shell. So long history there, and I'm really proud to be recentering the American brand back in the state that is kind of what I call my genetic homeland, and that's going to be out of Ennis. So the Expedition Red tour is based on some really critical principles to me that highlight really what being an American and being a red state American is about. It deals with risk, deals with physical challenges, and most importantly, it's going to highlight the enduring spirit. And with that, I've broken the navigation across red state into seven treks. The first one, which is trek 1 and 2, is I'm going to do a bike packing tour, and this is going to take about 3 months, and I'm going to retrace the Lewis and Clark Trail on the new bicycle Lewis and Clark Trail that was set up on the bicentennial about 4 years ago. And that's going to go through Ennis, and it's going to go for leave from my hometown in Roseburg, Oregon, which is a red county in a blue state, held hostage by three counties of blue. And I'm going to ride up to the red counties in Oregon and then go off into Idaho, and then it'll go to the headwaters of the Missouri River. And then I'll spend 4th of July with some veterans and a great celebration they have in a great small town of conservative Ennis, Montana. And then the second leg of that is I'll continue on the second part of the Lewis and Clark Trail, which will put me into St. Louis, Missouri. The second trek will be most likely will be a kind of a bike backpacking snowmobile automobile crazy tour of going through the national parks and all the local communities in and around Tetons, Yellowstone, Bryce Canyon, the Arches, and ultimately the Grand Canyon. So it's going to give us three great states there, Wyoming, Utah, and Arizona, to really highlight some of their deeper character, which is rooted very closely to those national parks, but as naturalists, not as crazy environmentalists. Trek 4 will take us into the states of oil, energy, and diamonds, which is going to, our only diamond mine, by the way, if you didn't know, is in Arkansas. And it's going to, so I'll be down in Texas, and Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, and ended Louisiana in one of the most diverse states that we have that's nice and conservative. Trek 5 was what I call cheese wheels and coal, and I'll be hitting Wisconsin, Michigan, and all the coal states, and I'm going to be going out there to meet the farmers. I'm going to meet the auto industry folks, hopefully get some tours of Harley-Davidson, Oshkosh, which make great military vehicles, and then dig deep into coal country and meet those folks out there and really look at both the old way and what we're faced with, the new way. And then the sixth trek is going to be what I call bourbon, whiskey, and speed. And we're going to start in Birmingham, Alabama, and focus on a small motorcycle company there. That's two guys that started the third only American-made motorcycle. Going to go through that, look at a lot of what's going on in Alabama, which has got some amazing technology stuff going on. Hit the bourbon and whiskey country, hit the horse and derby part of Kentucky, and then end in the Indianapolis 500. And then the final phase will be what I call infantry peaches in space, and we're going to give homage to special operations through Fort Benning, Fort Bragg, all the way down to through the small farms in Georgia and into Tampa, and then over to Cape Canaveral, where we'll end the entire tour. This thing will take from now, with some breaks in between, but it'll take from now until the fall of 2018, which is going to be working towards that. Obviously, as we're moving towards this with the eye on supporting those 2018 elections and really building the basis for the American brand to what I hope will be the most significant and most powerful red state nation organization in the country, to really be a player, not only for 2018, but be the go-to place to influence elections in 2018 and beyond. Here's a quick snapshot.
So that means MacDill Air Force Base area is where you're heading when you come to the Tampa area before Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're in that area, I'm staying in your king bed.
We got a gigantic jacuzzi bathtub in the other side of the house.
That's great. Yeah, it's perfect. So, no, I'm excited. This is probably one of the greatest things I've taken on as an adventure. And it's, you know, each one of these legs is going to have some unique aspects that I'll make sure we bring in, both in terms of the risk and the challenges, because I think that really speaks to the heart and soul of what Red State is. And most importantly, as we get into the storytelling of this, that we're going to be continuing to carry on our Facebook page, the American Brand Facebook page, also the American Brand channel on YouTube and our Twitter. We're going to also have content for donors that's going to be on our membership site, which has a membership section for donors to get some of the other backstories. But most importantly, I'm really trying to drive home the fact that Blue State only exists, and really not even Blue State. It's more like Blue State sanctuary zones within a red country. The only reason they exist is because Red State has the values and the work basis that carries this country. And it allows those other folks in the blue regions to do their things, like spend hours of the day looking at their TV monitors and inventing digital crap we don't need, or protesting to burn down cities and sucking off our welfare dollars. So, I mean, the list goes on. So really, Red State is the whole focus of this, is to really drill in on the idea that Red State is America. It is,
right.
It is complex, it is diverse, and yet through a common thread of values, we are unified and strong.
And on the side, all you do is scream, yell, and throw fits, and the squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know? But I want to correct something real fast. Scott, in the beginning of the show when I was introducing you, I said Pulitzer Prize. You didn't win a Pulitzer Prize. You won an Emmy, am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct, and I'm glad you corrected that. Thank you. There's kind of a big difference in those two. I appreciate the introduction nonetheless. Yeah, I won an Emmy in 2007 for my work in combat photography when I was over as the first embedded citizen journalist in Afghanistan under the DOD program. And that's kind of built the foundation to my storytelling, which I'm going to carry forward here extensively as I travel across the country in its various forms. So I really think the biggest piece we're missing right now in across Red State America is the appreciation thanks to an incredible amount of media propaganda that has happened over the years, but really the appreciation to how significant and essential Red State is to the survival of our country and the ability for everything from New York City and then our Wall Street traders to our bankers in New York and San Francisco to our digital folks in Silicon Valley and other digital sectors like Boston to even exist. They make the money on the backs of most of the people in Red State, and it's really something that in the long term we have to look at and really start to reassess, because Red State needs to reclaim not only its strength, I think, in purpose and pride, especially in small towns, but we need to reclaim our ability to control our own banking and our own digital future. And that's been quietly pulled away from us and exploited to the disadvantage of the large mass of the country. And we see that now as President Trump tries to drain the swamp and contends with the banking cartels and the digital cartels that are really continuing to try to force a progressive liberal agenda down our throat. And that's just not who we are.
Nope. And this is going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to look forward to bringing you on as you go through your trek from time to time here throughout the whole journey. I'm proud to host that and be involved and be a part of that. It's pretty cool stuff. Thank you.
Well, we're super excited. I really appreciate it, Mark. I mean, you've opened your program to this adventure, and I'm excited about it. I think you and I have talked now. It's going to be a Monday and Thursday update from the American brand. Today was a big, kind of a longer update than we talked about just because of the nature of the press release. But definitely want to make sure that happens all the way through each one of these treks and to give you kind of some of the feature stories that we're working on that day or I'm working on that day or whatever. So many thanks for the support from your program, and I want to continue to support you and return as much as possible.
No problem. Thank you so much. And it's really cool to be a part of. I'm proud. And like I said, we'll keep bringing you on from time to time as you go through your adventure. And it's going to be good stuff. We're going to bring you folks the face of America live on the Patriot Nation Radio Network with Scott Kesterson and the American brand. It's going to be good stuff. And I'm real excited. It's going to be fun. Give out some of the websites. Then I'm going to have Steve give out some of his contact information. We'll talk a little bit more about voice before we have to check out here. Got about, I don't know, 8 minutes left.
Okay, so just
Scott,
real quick. Yeah, Steve, please.
Scott, please let me know when you come to Arizona. And you know, if you don't get my information as I give it, get it from Mark. I'd really love to meet with you.
Oh, I'd love to. It'd be fantastic. Thank you. I mean, it's a great honor. And that's really what this is going to be leveraging to is those sort of outreaches. Because that's how we're going to bring people together, is get those of us that have not met but talk and work for this country along with the people in our communities to all come together and really start to hear these connected stories. Because I'll tell you, once we start to understand how much we have in common, there's really no stopping us. And I think that's our biggest challenge right now. Anyway, great work you're doing as well, Steve, and thank you very much. Compliments to all that. Quick so I can close that. TheAmericanBrand.org, TheAmericanBrand.org is our website, and Facebook is Facebook The American Brand page, so it's just Facebook The American Brand. I do two times a day. I do a show, a live cast on Facebook. It's going really well. Mornings go out at 10 a.m. Eastern, and which is 7 a.m. Pacific, and evenings I do a 9 p.m. show, which is 6 p.m. Pacific. And those are two different programs that I'm doing daily. So tune in for that. And then, of course, continue to follow this great station here, Patriot Nation Radio, and all the great things that go with that. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. There you have it, folks. Scott Kesterson, an American brand. Check it out, man. This is going to be good stuff. And Steve, you were talking earlier about if folks have stories and stuff to reach out to you, how can folks contact you if they want to contact you?
Well, either my Facebook page, Steve Rodovec at Facebook, or S dot MRONNEBECK s.mronnebeck at gmail.com. And again, you know, the Grant Ronnebeck Foundation is also another way that they can reach me. You know, the Grant Ronnebeck Foundation could definitely use America's help. We're a nonprofit organization trying to help victims of illegal immigrant crime. You know, we want to help people that don't know how to navigate through some of this, and including helping them get in touch with the voice office. So the Grant Ronnebeck Foundation can also, you can reach me through that. So I'd welcome anybody that, even if you just have something you want to tell me, I'm open to all. I listen to everyone. I'm one of those people that I'll take both sides of the story, and you know, these stories need to be told. People need to know that illegal immigrant crime isn't just about my son. And again, it's not about Kate Steinle. It's about all the forms of illegal immigrant crime that affect everyone. And believe it or not, illegal immigrant crime affects all of us in one way or the other.
Either in paying taxes for programs you can't stand, to losing a family member tragically to someone who should have been in prison or deported a long time ago.
Absolutely.
Steve, again, my heart goes out to you and your family, and keep up the good work. I mean, it's a hard fight, but you're doing great, man. And we're here always supporting your efforts.
Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
And when you get a chance, can you forward me your email so I can send it over to Scott?
I sure will.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's Steve Ronnebeck. His son was tragically murdered by an illegal immigrant. And we were talking about VOICE, Victims of Illegal Immigrant, well, not illegal, Victims of Immigrant Crime Engagement, VOICE, and a group put together by the Trump administration this week, and they were bombed with prank phone calls from the leftists. If you missed the show, just click on this live link later and watch it. You don't want to miss it. We had a lot of great information, and we had Scott Kesterson from American Brand. He joined us. So if you missed it, log on to this here in a little bit. I got a pretty cool week lined up here. Of course, we have Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran this Wednesday. Don't miss that. Check the pages, and we'll be posting the information for his show. And then, of course, A Conservative's Perspective, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern with James Bostic. You heard him here. He interviewed Dr. Sebastian Gorka. What a great interview that was. If you missed that, make sure you check that one out, too. Go search that out. That was a really good one. And this Thursday, right here on the Patriot Nation radio show, finally has agreed to come on my show. You may know her from Guerrilla Media and Pete Santilli. Her name is Deb Jordan. She's going to join us Thursday, 8 p.m. right here. We're going to talk about the court cases and things going on right there in Nevada. Pete, I guess his trial is coming up in the next wave of trials. And we're going to hear heartfelt, raw emotion, uncensored, real radio. No mainstream media bullcrap, no twist, no editing, no fancy sound clips and chops, and none of that. You're going to hear it all, uncensored, right here, Thursday, 8 p.m., www.poptalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, or you can come right here to Facebook Live. I will have it right there. Again, Steve, thank you so much. Scott, thank you guys for joining me and helping me bring awareness to things and talk about stuff that's important that you're not getting on the mainstream media airwaves. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
And, of course, I'd like everybody to check out my friend's shows. We have Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. Search that out. That's a good one. And, of course, Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America.us. My friend Gillis and his show, Spread the Word. Search that out. You can search these all out on Facebook. They're there for you to watch. I don't know if my friend Keeper is doing his show anymore. Yes, Keeper, if you're watching and listening, I got your voicemail. Sorry, I've been busy. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this fine and fabulous show. Without you, there is no show. And we're going to play one of my all-time favorites. I bet you can guess what song it is. Mandy's watching from New Zealand. What's happening, Mandy? And we're having a great, great time here. And I'm getting ready to play this tune. I'm going to get that flag right there. I'm going to play this song. And this is Dave Bray, a cappella, Star Spangled Banner. Check it out. Check it out.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Again for tuning in. It's been another fine episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Good night and God bless America.